It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Actress Jamie King says a stranger jumped onto her car and smashed her windows in Beverly Hills. King was outside of her car, but her friend and four-year-old son were inside when a man approached on a skateboard, crawled onto the hood, and started banging at her windshield. He eventually moved to the back of her car, and he nearly shattered the rear and front windshields. The man jumped on the car and then on the rear windshield, causing glass to shatter on Jamie's kid. Jamie's friend then jumped out of the car to confront the guy, and he threw a can at her. Cops say the man vandalized another person's vehicle right before hers. The suspect was arrested for felony child endangerment, felony vandalism, and misdemeanor battery. He's being held on $100,000 bail.
Was that just like some mentally unstable person? I don't know what it was.
Maybe he didn't even realize she was famous. You know, could just been a crazy person that was going to do that to anybody. But
Could have been a crackhead.
That's right. Could have been a leprechaun in a tree. New England Patriots wide receiver Julian Edelman may have stopped a school shooting in Michigan. Edelman posted a picture on Instagram of him and his former teammate, Danny Amendola. And after the picture was shared, Edelman received a message from one of his followers that said, "Dude, there's a kid in your comment section saying he's going to shoot up a school. I think you should alert the authorities." He contacted his assistant and had her look for the message. She found it, contacted cops in Boston, where she was at. Cops were able to determine that the comment came from an IP address in Michigan. They went to the 14-year-old boy's home that made the threat and found two guns that belonged to his mom and arrested him. Can I just say, Julian Edelman, always been daddy.
Yes.
But he's definitely daddy now.
Absolutely.
Don't worry, daddy will take care of this.
Julian and daddy. Justin Bieber made a cameo in his friend Ruby Mancuso's new YouTube video called Racist Superman. In the video, 8 men are dressed up as Superman, each representing a different ethnic group. The men find themselves in the same diner where they debate who is the best superhero, and Justin appears as Canadian Superman in a sketch, but is deemed too nice to be part of the conversation. He ends up being in the video for less than a minute.
Who are you?
Sorry, I'm late, bro.
I think you're just a little too nice for
too
this
nice.
Conversation.
You're too nice!
You wanna go play some puck?
I can show you nice.
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
I love hip-hop music.
Hummus is delicious.
Mazel tov.
Appreciate your services there, eh?
I loved Pokemon growing up.
Well, see you later, boys.
Actress Roseanne Barr decided to attack Reba McEntire. She tweeted, "Reba is not a good colonel and not as good as I would be. #Roseanne. I do not believe that Reba eats fried chicken, especially from the colonel." Twitter followers responded, with many taking Reba's side. One person tweeted, "I applaud Reba for doing something that others wouldn't. She did a great job. If you didn't like the commercial, turn the channel. Don't bash." Another tweeted, "Roseanne, you're awesome, but I disagree. Reba had fun playing the colonel. Reba had said that she eats at KFC, and I don't see why she would lie about that. If you want to play the colonel, tell KFC to sign you up. Then we can all decide who played the best colonel."
This is Roseanne shooting her shot. She's like, "Well, I'm kind of hot right now. My audience relates to KFC. Give me that money."
Yeah, I thought that was a little a lot uncalled for. I think Reba has done a great job, and I love the Colonel commercials. I think she's funny, and I really like Reba as a person. Like,
I do too.
I enjoy her. Dwayne The Rock Johnson discusses his feud with Vin Diesel in an interview with Rolling Stone. He said, "Vin and I had a few discussions, including an important face-to-face in my trailer. And what I came to realize is that we have a fundamental difference in philosophies on how we approach movie making and collaborating. It took me some time, but I'm grateful for that charity. Whether we work together again or not, I'm not quite sure." He said if he's back for the 9th film, he said he doesn't know. Right now, he said he's concentrating on making the spinoff as good as it can be.
I hate to see things break up early, but listen, you're 9 films in. It's okay to go your own way.
Right. Tonya Harding is set to compete on the first ever all-athletes season of Dancing with the Stars. Harding, most famous for her feud, of course, with Nancy Kerrigan, landed back in the spotlight this year with the release of I, Tonya, a.k.a. the best movie of all time. The Oscar-nominated film, that is. According to Us Weekly, Olympic figure skater Adam Rippon and Olympic snowboarder Jamie Anderson are also set to join the season. The full cast of Dancing with the Stars athletes will be announced on Good Morning America next Friday, the 13th. That is The Garbage.
Thank you, Alex. You can check out The Garbage, RadioNowIndy.com. Click on the Joe and Alex Show. Also on our Instagram, we put it up there. So follow us @Joe and Alex Show. It'll be on our story.